Preseason football has arrived and Vikings game plan is on the scene. Your play-by-play guy, Paul Allen, with the super well-respected defensive line coach, Andre Patterson. Been coaching in the NFL for 14 years, 6 total with the Minnesota Vikings, 4 with Mike Zimmer. Preseason football, for a lot of fans, it's like it's not the regular season, but for you, you got to be really excited.
Yeah, I'm excited, and it's a real important evaluation tool for us. You know, you're trying to find out who your 8 or 9 defensive linemen are going to be, and you get to see them in live game action and give you a great chance to evaluate the group.
Andre, does it make it easier for you into this Buffalo game or even Seattle than San Francisco here and Miami here, the fact that outside of injury, Danielle Hunter, Everson Griffin, Linval Joseph, that's set? I mean, does that make things easier for you?
Yes, it does. I mean, with those guys, you're just trying to get them ready for the first regular season game. You want to get them enough reps to get the rust off so they're ready to go when it kicks off for real. And then, you know, with the other guys, you're trying to find out who's going to be the guy that's the 4th defensive lineman. Yep. And then who are going to be the guys that we can roll into the game, that we trust that we can put into the game, because we really believe we need to keep our D linemen fresh so they can play fast and athletic through the whole course of the game.
Everson Griffin, the defensive end, arguably has been at his very best since Andre has been his position coach. When it comes to Everson, who's a very high-strung, emotional player, as his position coach, and quite honestly, like a second dad to him, how do you get him to control those emotions, channel it, so that he can be at his best?
Well, it started from day one when I got here. And when I got here, I read all of the write-ups, you know, former coaches, our pro personnel department on his makeup and who he was. And sitting down with him and getting him to say, I never want you to lose that, you know, energizer bunny, always wanting to go. That's what makes you a great player. But if you don't learn how to control the anger part of it, our opponents are going to use that against you.
Right.
They're going to know that if they get you upset, that you're going to do something that could cost us the game. And when he heard it that way, it was a lot easier for him to accept it. And now, I mean, we've had games where guys punch him. He laugh and turn around and walk away.
Yeah.
You know, and so, and what I did too with him is I showed him some film of what people used to do to John Randall.
Yeah.
And then I called Johnny and had Johnny get on the phone with him.
Come on, get it up, man, come on.
And I think that's where the laughing and when a guy does a cheap shot to him, say, hey, I'll see you on the next play.
Right.
And Johnny being able to explain to him, it hurts those guys more when you hurt them between the snap and the whistle than getting into a fight.
Man, lock and low, baby, lock and low.
Conversely, his bookending defensive end, Danielle Hunter, heading into his 3rd year, I mean, he's on the fast track, hopefully, to stardom. He's quiet. He's on the quiet side, the more mellow side, yet he's really good in a different way, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, Danielle is very athletic, but he changes on game day. You know, when he puts the helmet on and it's for real,
yeah,
you see a total different demeanor come out of him. That aggression, that anger, it comes forward on game day. When he takes the helmet off, he's soft-spoken, very polite, but on game day, he's a different guy.
Has the fact that Linval Joseph kind of took Danielle Hunter under his proverbial wing, has that really helped Danielle? And I don't just mean locally. I mean like going to the Pro Bowl, trips worldwide. How much does that help Danielle?
Oh, I think it's helped him a bunch because now he knows he belongs. That Linval has let him know, hey, you're one of the guys now. You're part of the group now. You know, Everson and B-Rob have also done a great job in helping teach Danielle the ropes. But what LJ's tried to do is show him what it's like to be a professional off the field also.
Brian Robinson entering his 11th year, the longest tenured Viking, came into the league in 2007. What's it been like working with Brian?
Great. You know, B-Rob is a pro. He's a great technician on the field. Winning and being successful is very, very important to B-Rob. But, you know, B-Rob's like having a coach on the field with
yeah.
me. And you know, he'll go to the guys and make adjustments help before I get a chance to go in and make the correction myself. And so he's a valuable, valuable piece to what we're trying to do.
Working with Mike Zimmer, what do you like about that?
I mean, I think he's the best football coach I've ever been blessed to be around.
Really? That's
you know, and that's, you know, I've coached for some really good head football coaches. And I think the one thing that's very unique about Zim is he's able to keep the plan in what's important right now and focus. When all kinds of things are going on, which happens in this business, he's able to stay singly focused. And he does a great job of getting the players to believe in his message.
Yep.
And letting the players know that what he's trying to do is make them better. And the decisions that he's making is all about helping them succeed. And then when it comes to X's and O's on defense, there's no one else out there better.
I want to close talking about a couple of new guys who are veterans, and we're quite familiar with them because they came from division teams. Let's begin with defensive lineman Dayton Jones from Green Bay.
Well, you know, Dayton is a unique athlete. He's 6'4". I mean, he weighed in when he came to camp at 296 pounds. He can run. He's athletic. You know, he has all the things you look for in a defensive tackle. And what we're trying to do is get him to learn the technique and fundamentals that come with playing that position.
Yeah.
And if he can master those things, I think we would have found ourselves a really good one.
What about former Chicago Bears defensive tackle Will Sutton? His final year at Arizona State, he tore it up.
He's very athletic, very quick, very Sutton. You know, at Arizona State, you know, Will Sutton was the Aaron Donald.
Yeah.
You know, everybody talked about Will Sutton, you know, two-time consistent All-American, two-time Pac-12 Defensive Player of the Year. So when he was a senior, that was the guy for me. You know, in that draft, I wanted Aaron Donald or I wanted Will Sutton.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, those two guys can come play three technique for us and make some plays. Tackle for loss in the backfield, sacks. I was excited about both those two guys. And, you know, Chicago takes him and makes him a nose guard. So he goes from a 285-pound quick three technique to a 315-pound two-gap nose tackle.
Jeez.
You know, so he was totally out of place for what his gifts are. We got him here, reported to camp at 283 pounds. So I'm trying to bring the Will Sutton from Arizona State back out and not the Will Sutton from the Chicago Bears.
You didn't get him then, but you got him now.
Got him now.